Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Let's talk about double D's. Yep, that's right. Due diligence.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the due diligence process. It's pending sale. Buyer and seller have worked hard to bring a meeting of the minds and their intention to execute on a contract and close the sale. The next step usually is due diligence, and that is the buyers trying to better understand what they've purchased through some inspections.
And those inspections could include certainly a termite and dry rot inspection, a whole house inspection, a roof inspection. What we've just done, of course, is taken dissected the property from the ground level up to the, call it the mud sill or the floor, then the floor up to the roof, and then the roof and above. And frequently we have to have all three of those things, including potentially an environmental inspection and some others.
Well, and septic, if you're in the country, is usually called. So you've got a good look at the property. Once you've gotten that look, you realize, wow, maybe we need to drill a new well. There's not enough water. Or maybe it looks like some things are wearing out that you hadn't seen on the surface of the property.
Or potentially the termites have made it all the way to the eaves trough and they're holding hands to keep this sucker together. Now, in a number of instances, the seller, frankly, may not be aware of these situations. That's the tough negotiation. The seller has just been informed of an issue concerning their property. They're in as much in horror of the situation as the buyer, who all of a sudden is faced with, oh my gosh, if I'm paying this and there's more to be done, oh.
What, you don't crawl under your house every year, Bob, to check the condition?
You kidding me? With my girth, if I went down, I may not make it back out again.
That's a great adventure. You got to do it once, but only once. Anyway, so you've got a discovery that you've got to manage as a buyer and a seller. So through different lenses, of course, the seller is going to say, just take it and keep moving towards closing. And buyer is saying, wait, stop the presses. I did not know this expense would follow me through closing with this property.
Well, especially if the expense is pretty substantial. And frankly, a number of them are pretty substantial. Now we have to deal with it, particularly if the lender says, whoa, you can't just adjust the price and close the deal. You have to solve the problem because we're not putting a loan on the property in that condition. Our loan is premised on the fact that in the event you don't pay, I can foreclose on it.
We'll talk more on the negotiations of those kind of situations next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.